Hey, I'm Andrea, and welcome to Magic Monday. Come back every Monday for a bite-sized episode sharing a modern magic trick that will make your life happier and a bit more enchanted. For more magic, come find me on Instagram at @dreamlifeconnection. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, let's open our digital spellbook.
Well, hello from Vietnam. Welcome to another Magic Monday. I'm so glad you're here. It's so funny. I'm in Vietnam now, and I'm reminded how much louder it is here. There's always so much noise. So if you hear anything in the background right now in the distance, I hear a siren. So I don't know if you can hear it, but welcome to a new week. I hope you've had a great week. And I hope today's mini modern magic trick will bring you some really good deep sleeps and maybe some whimsical dreams. And today's modern magic trick is actually a person. More specifically, a voice. And this voice comes from Jason Stevenson. So Jason Stevenson, he leads the most beautiful and calming guided meditations. And I swear, they are pure magic. And you probably know how many meditations there are on YouTube. There's thousands upon thousands, specifically sleep meditations. And I've actually listened to a lot of them, not thousands, but I've listened to a lot. And since I'm a dream interpreter and I help people with dream work, I take sleep very, very seriously. And hands down, my very favorite guided sleep meditations come from Jason Stevenson. So I started diving into dream work. It was beginning of 2016. And around that time, my friend Elaine, she actually mentioned to me Jason's guided meditations on YouTube. And I actually still have the little piece of paper that she wrote his name on. I taped it in my journal because it was that important to me. And he has the most soothing Australian accent. And I absolutely love his voice and his selection of music. But most importantly, his storytelling and the way he guides you through the meditation is incredible. It's not like your normal meditation. I mean, he does have a lot of like normal type meditations, but his seem to be more like a story. Like he takes you to these whimsical places and he, oh my gosh, you can just see the whole scene in front of you, the way he describes it. It feels like he takes you to another world. They're so good and they're so creative and there's so many different themes you can choose from. So whatever it is you want to feel or imagine, he guides you through it. And he doesn't only do sleep meditations. He also does meditations about things like abundance or like specifically about overcoming insomnia, quantum jumping, creativity, meeting your future self. The list goes on and on and on. And he has meditations that are short, like 5 minutes, and all the way up to like 3, sometimes even 8 hours. It's like he'll have a guided meditation for about 30 minutes, and then the rest is music so that you sleep through the night. And my favorite meditation is when he guides you to meet with your spirit guide. And it's about, I think about 35 minutes. And it was one of his earlier meditations. I think it's like 8 years old. So I'll link that one in the show notes if you want to check it out. It's so good. It's so good. And I recommend definitely listening to Jason's meditations as you're falling asleep. I cannot tell you how many times I have played them at night and I'm following his voice and I'm thinking I'm wide awake and I'm like, oh, it's going to take me forever to fall asleep. And then before I know it, I wake up in the morning and my earbuds are still in. It's like magic. And it's actually gotten to a point where I can just hear his intro and I immediately get into sleepy mode. It's like Pavlov's bell. His first word is like my bell and off to dreamland I go. So I'll actually play a snippet of his intro and you can get a little sample. And I actually wanted to share a part of his voice so badly in this episode because it is that calming. But I was nervous about sharing like content from someone else. And I was like worried about copyright. So I actually asked for permission from his team to play a few seconds of his voice. and they gave me the go-ahead. Thank you so much. So I'll share a little snippet so you can hear your new Pavlov spells. So take a listen.
Finding your spirit guide, a guided meditation. Hello and welcome to this guided meditation. My name is Jason, and over the course of the next 30 minutes...
Just kidding. I'm telling you, every time I hear it, I immediately calm down. So here are a couple practical things to keep in mind for his meditation. So number one, Jason has a great YouTube channel with hundreds and hundreds of videos to choose from. I mean, he's been doing this for a very long time. And I think he has like over 3 million subscribers. But I know that sometimes as you're falling asleep, you don't really want a video playing on your phone or iPad or whatever in the background. So if you don't want to play a video, he also has many meditations on Spotify. Even on his website, I think he has some downloads that you can download and listen to. So I actually find that I like his YouTube videos a little bit better than just the audio because I love seeing his visuals, even if it's like for a minute or so, because his imagery is so gorgeous and I feel like I can transport to that mental space even quicker. And number two, after a couple of years listening to his meditations with my earbuds, it was always painful and uncomfortable to sleep on my side. I'm a side sleeper. And if you've ever gone through this, like it's so painful when you have the earbuds like jabbing your ears. So I ended up getting, this is something I definitely recommend. It's like a magic trick in itself. I recommend getting these, it's like a headband that has Bluetooth earbuds inside of it. It's really soft and the earbuds are really small and soft and squishy. So they're actually intended to be worn while you're laying down. So it's a lot easier to listen to things and fall asleep. And they're also really good if you're watching movies or shows or Netflix in bed and you're next to your partner or you just want to like fully immerse yourself. I definitely recommend this headband and you can find a ton of different colors on Amazon. They're pretty affordable. So I'll link the headband in my show notes, as well. So here's the thing about dreams. This is why his meditations are so important and powerful, because whatever it is that you're absorbing as you're falling asleep, it's likely what you'll dream about. So if you play video games before you go to bed, you'll likely have dreams that relate to whatever video game you're playing. Or if you watch TikTok videos as you're falling asleep, you'll likely have dreams that have to do with some viral trend or song or something. I'm sure you've experienced this before, like whatever show is on TV. And that's why it's like, I used to fall asleep every night to my TV and I would end up having these like weird dreams that had to do with like the commercials or the shows that were playing throughout the night. And this is why it's not really safe to fall asleep with the TV on. I think it's actually kind of dangerous because you're literally getting programmed from the TV programs and the commercials. It's so weird. And here's the science behind it. As you drift from wakefulness to sleep, your brain travels through a series of sleep stages. I'm sure you've heard of these before. And these stages eventually lead you to a few periods of REM sleep. And REM is rapid eye movement. And REM sleep is when you're dreaming. So before you get to REM, you go through four non-REM stages. And that's when your brain waves and your heartbeat and your breath slow down. And as your brain waves, I feel like I'm speaking slower now too because I'm like thinking about it. So as your brain waves slow down, your mind becomes more receptive to suggestion and external stimuli. So that's why it's so important to consume positive or calming content before or maybe even as you're falling asleep because it's literally priming your brain. What I like to do is I like to think of it like a portal. These sleep stages are like a portal from your conscious to your subconscious mind. So whatever you're consuming It travels easier and faster to your subconscious mind because there's no filter. The portal removes the filter. And so this also impacts the themes and emotions of your dreams because your dreams are the language of your subconscious mind. And our subconscious minds are running our lives, whether you realize it or not. So maybe a reason, if you're feeling like this, maybe a reason why you're feeling down or slow or sad throughout the day, if you're feeling this way, maybe you don't even realize how much your content consumption at night is affecting your sleep and your subconscious mind. So maybe a reason you're feeling this way is because of the thoughts that you're having as you're falling asleep. So I ask you, what do you want to invite into your subconscious mind? What or who do you give permission to guide you through your life? Because the thoughts you have as you're falling asleep are subconsciously navigating your conscious mind. So the best thing you can do for your mental health, your subconscious mind, and your dreams is feed it beautiful thoughts when you're in that sleepy stage. And I think with Jason's meditations, you're setting the stage for a great night's sleep, magical dreams, and then a better day and a better reality because it's all connected. That's why my business is called Dream Life Connection. It's all connected. And side note, if you ever want to get lucid while you sleep, which I highly, highly recommend, definitely listen to Jason's lucid dream meditations. They are so powerful and they work. Give it a try. I mean, there's definitely some steps you need to do before that, but man, if you want to have some good dreams, check out his lucid dream meditations. So, with that being said, I'd love to share the quote of the week, which actually comes from the man of the hour, Jason Stevenson himself. So, Jason says, at any point in our lives, we have the potential to do what we want to do, to recognize our dreams, and to go out and live them. And that's what I'm all about. That's why I'm a huge fan of Jason Stevenson, because life is a dream. It's all connected. So might as well make it magical, right? And there you have it. Monday's magic trick. Thank you so much for being here as always. And remember, if you want the latest modern magic tricks, be sure to subscribe to my Magic Monday newsletter. I would love you forever because these episodes are actually coming from the archive. I'm starting these episodes from the very, very first magic tricks I was sharing over a year ago. So if you want the most recent magic tricks, go ahead and subscribe. You can go to my link in bio on my Instagram, Dream Life Connection or dreamlifeconnection.com, and reach out to me anytime. I love getting DMs from you. I love chatting with you guys. Seriously, reach out to me anytime. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so grateful that you're listening. I'm so grateful that you're here. I really, it means so much to me. So I hope you have a magical week. And I hope you have sweet, sweet, sweet dreams. See you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to infuse more sparkle and whimsy into your life, head over to Dream Life Connection on Instagram. And be sure to subscribe to my Magic Monday newsletter, where I'll send you exclusive content, free downloads, and stories as a wandering nomad. You'll also gain access to the archive filled with modern magic tricks and resources. Remember, magic is real and it's everywhere, and you are the magic. Have a great week and see you next time.